Greenlight for Girls is all about inspiring women to get involved in science no matter how young they are. So on another day filled with the mood for science, I met with an amazing 12-year-old, a math whiz, and an app developer who's about to tell me more about herself and what exactly she does.
So my name is Jacqueline Rossi. I'm 12 years old. I was born in Belgium and I go to the European school now.
Your biggest achievement so far was creating an app. Did you know what it takes to build an app before you started?
This summer I did a web design course at MIT and I learned the basics of Java coding, and so I know how to program a basic game but not complicated apps yet. I'm currently reading the iOS 8 manual now, which is how I get involved in technology also. And you know, whenever I'm reading the newspaper, I read some articles about Yahoo and Google.
Tell me everything about the process.
So how I started is that I read a lot, and I always come across words I don't know in the books I read. And so I thought of this idea where I could tap capture and save digitally on a device your vocabulary and put them onto cue cards. I think having it on a digital device is a lot easier because, for example, you don't have to carry around a big stack of cue cards with you. Your cue cards won't get wet because coffee spilled on them or something. And so what I did is I made a PowerPoint and just showing all of these steps of the app and what like each screen would look like. And I showed it to my family, and they really liked the idea. So what I did is that my mom and I, we filed a provisional patent. And then after that, we started interviewing many developers to find which one would fit with me and also create the app best. And so finally we found a developer and who lives in London, so very close to me. We've been working for the past 9 months on this app. I draw wireframes for him to show him what the app should look like. I talk about the user interface with him. Now my app it's a web app. The next step, I want to put it into the form of a native app so I can upload it onto the App Store. And so now I'm in alpha testing, and soon we'll be going into beta testing. Yeah, I'm very excited about it. I use it, and I think it's very helpful. I use it to prepare for tests and also for my own personal reading journey. And I know that many students in China and in the U.S. want to apply to schools. And to do that, they have to take standardized tests. So, and in the standardized tests, there are vocabulary sections. So it's the app's purpose is really to help students prepare for their standardized tests. In China, there's this program called New Pathway, which prepares students for their SAT exams. And they said that they would like to take a look at it when it comes out on the App Store.
How long do you think it will take for you to actually have it done?
I think another 3 months, but of course there's always like the last little changes that you have to do to the app.
I look forward to seeing it, actually.
Science on Air was brought to you by Greenlight for Girls, sponsored and supported by the International School of Brussels, and an empowered production by Radio X.